Welcome to Raw Radio.
And we are live.
Yep, here we go. There we go.
For the record, we've been recording and Gary's not talking. What?
That's just like the other podcast, the one with guests. I don't talk too much. This one, I'm a little more vocal. I usually get more to say. I let the guests speak.
Is that what it is?
It is. It is. I do all the research, you know, let the guests speak and just sit back and see how it goes. Sometimes it goes great. Sometimes not so much. But, you know, it's been fun. So doing it that way. And then here on the takeaways, I talk a little bit more. I got more to say. Now who's going to talk? We're starting this.
Over. This takeaway is going crap. All right, let's listen.
We talked away from here.
Listen, we talked to Carl Miller, you know, the submission wizard, the submission specialist, a great personality, jiu-jitsu black belt, but also a martial artist. At least that's how he finds himself.
Yeah.
Or how he looks at himself. You know, at himself. A great young man, well established, have his own jiu-jitsu academy or his own martial arts academy. He was on Tough. He Ultimate Fighter, if you don't know what Tough is. You know, and he's had the opportunity to train with a lot of different individuals, and his perspective on life is quite unique. What did you take away from Cole?
Opportunities, making the best of your opportunities. And here's a kid that wanted to be a fighter, really. He didn't mm-hmm. just want to train jiu-jitsu and then fall into fighting. Had an opportunity, it was, you know, to learn from a fighter, and took it, trained his ass off, and you know, and because he did that, other opportunities opened up, and you know, he's fighting amateur fights. Gets a couple pros. I'm not sure the timeline, but the next thing you know, he's on Tough, and you know, then he's in the UFC for fight after fight after fight, you know. And now, like you said, has his own academy. It's affiliated with American Top Team, and there's a guy that's just made the most of his opportunities.
Yeah, no, I think that was kind of cool part of about this story, right? Like, just like you mentioned, he wanted to fight from the very beginning. That was his dream. That was his goal in life. But he knew in order for that to happen, it's not going to fall in his lap, mm-hmm. right? He's not going things won't appear. So he talks about these opportunities in his life as, you know, doors to different rooms. And it's his choice whether he was going to take them or not. You know, and so it happens that he chose the ones that he did. And obviously with his success and result success, which was what we're seeing today, is, you know, there's quite a bit of results behind all of this, right? What's your view on opportunities in general? Do you think it's more of a coincidence, or do we make our own future? Do we, you know, do things appear in front of us for a reason? Or, you know, a lot of people, you know, there's kind of two views that at least what I've experienced is, one is like, we make our own opportunity, and then two, opportunities present themselves as an app to us to take them on.
Well, I think it starts initially with you creating your opportunities. And then once you start creating your own opportunities and you're headed in a certain direction, stop looking at me and smiling. We sit across from each other now instead of 3 miles apart.
This is so much more
being very awkward. But we make I think that our initial opportunities are ones that we make, and then Cole said, doors open. And then it's up to you to take these other ones, decide if they're right for you or whatever. But I do believe that you make your own opportunities. Very, very rarely in life does something fall in your lap when you're just sitting around doing nothing. You have to get the ball rolling, mm-hmm. so to speak. Mm-hmm. And then as that happens, you know, doors open up for you.
Yeah. Is that my turn to talk?
Jeez.
I'm messing with you the entire episode, but no, listen, you're right. I mean, there's these moments in our lives where things present themselves by design or not, right? They just do, but often they are a result of what we do, who we surround ourselves with, how we carry ourselves, the decisions that we've made in the past, right? But some of these, situations that appear in front of us, they're not forced upon us. We have to either accept them or reject them, right?
Yeah.
Is there another way besides those two, accept or reject? I don't think so. Is there a neutral way how we can coexist in them?
Then you're probably just not taking advantage of them, right? So you have these things that are available to you and you don't take advantage of them. Sometimes that's a decision, a thought out decision. No, that's not the path I want to take. And other times it could be anything from, being lazy or afraid, and then you choose that path, but you're still making a choice. I often struggle with this. Everything happens for a reason. I don't think everything happens for a reason. I think you make reasons out of what happened, if that makes any sense. So if something unfortunate happens to you and then 5 years later, you can see the progress that unfortunate thing has made and now you're in a better position in life or you've learned from it or whatever. I don't think what happened for a reason. I think that path and that progress is what you turned that happenstance into.
So no coincidences.
No, I don't think so. I don't believe in coincidences. If I walk out the door here and a brick falls off the building and hits me in the head, it's not a coincidence.
What about lottery tickets? Lottery.
No, that's
not a coincidence.
It's luck.
But is that coincidence?
Luck. No, I had to go out and buy the lotto ticket. I had to pick those numbers, and if it's a quick pick, then the computer picked them for me.
What about you submitting Ray? Is that a coincidence?
No, that's pure skill right there.
Shout out to Ray, by the way. So everything that what you're saying essentially is that everything that we do is based on the decisions that we've made in the past and nothing is coincidental.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to say it's the butterfly effect or whatever, but everything you do, everything I've done today has set tomorrow in motion.
Okay.
And that's kind of the way I look at it. So therefore there is no coincidence. Everything doesn't happen for a reason. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about how do we know that we made the right choice then? How do we know that we made a right decision on the opportunity that's presented in front of us?
Based on satisfaction, happiness, growth, all those things that you when you have time to take a moment and reflect, that you see. So am I happier? Is my life better? Well, then I made the right choice.
How would we relate this to jujitsu now?
I many ways, right? Is you could relate it to jujitsu on your path, your journey, overall, or in that 5 minutes, right? Before the bell goes off, you set the wheels in motion. Your partner can they made the first move, so they set it in motion, but now you've got to react to it. You've got to decide, where it's going, and you can change that path by the opportunities that either you make for yourself or that they make for you by giving you an opening or making a mistake or doing that same thing that they always do. And you've learned that, and now you can take advantage of it.
Yeah. So. It sounds like they are everywhere then.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always an opportunity for something, for growth, for, making yourself a better person, or in the middle of a sparring session, to advance, to learn.
What's the biggest opportunity that you found successful so far in jiu-jitsu? Let's narrow it down.
Oh, geez. I don't know. Are you talking about the actual physical aspect of jiu-jitsu or what it's turned my life into?
Whole thing. What's the biggest opportunity that you feel that really is bringing the results back to you right now? And you're glad that you made that choice, not went the opposite direction.
I'm sure there were some before this, but, having the opportunity of the instructor's program here, that opportunity, was open to me. Somebody kept pushing hard for me to take it. I won't say who.
Smart so, person.
But I, yeah. That was a smart person. Don't tell him though. It goes straight to his head. So I took advantage of that opportunity. And when I did that, a lot of things changed. And, you know, if you listen to these takeaways, you'll know what I'm talking about. If this is your first one, it changed my career. It changed me as a person. So I think that's probably the biggest one out of everything. Now, there were probably dozens of small ones before that led up to that. Why did you say you should take this? I must have done something, right? There must have been other opportunities that I took advantage of along the way for you to say, hey, I think this would really benefit you. You know, take this instructor's course, see what happens. You know, and then the next thing you know, I'm shadowing for a couple of weeks on the mat. And after that, I'm picking up kids' classes.
Then you're quitting your job.
Yeah. And then, well, it took a little bit longer than a couple of weeks, but the wheels were set in motion. Like I said earlier, you know, taking that opportunity led to me quitting my job that I had before working here at the academy. Had I not taken that instructor's course, I'd still be, you know, missing classes because I'm stuck in traffic, swearing a lot, sending Margaret.
You never do that.
I still swear a lot, but it's a different kind. Sending Margaret texts all day about how pissed off I am and how I'm going to be late and I'm not going to make it to class and I won't be home for dinner. And, you know, all this mess is going to be waiting for me when I get back tomorrow. You know, so I took that opportunity and it changed a ton of stuff for me. How about yours? What was the big one for you?
You can't do that.
Absolutely.
You can't do that.
I'm tired of being put on the spot all the time. Let's hear from you.
That's what I do.
And then after you tell me, I'm going to call Carrie and see if that was really it or not.
Well, you know, for it's hard. It's a hard question, very difficult question, because there was many of them over a period of 20 plus years. But I think that one that sticks out in my mind instantly is the fact of stepping on the mat for the very first time. I mean, that's the obvious one, but often I think forgotten. You know, we look at, I think when we talk about opportunities, we often look at the result, you know, and often that result easily in our mind is equated to some kind of big success, you know, a gold medal, a promotion, a new house, new car. I don't know, maybe a new relationship, whatever the case might be, new job, right? Which I think rightfully so, it should be. But I think often we forget about these small opportunities that maybe even were coincidental in some shape or form.
There's no coincidence.
Well, you know.
We just talked to somebody. I won't say who. Keep tuning in. There's no coincidence.
Well, things happen for a reason. But,
no, they
well,
don't.
Let's just say. Well, this is why I don't talk on the show. This is why I don't talk. You know, but these small opportunities, and they often don't have this black and white result at the end, but they lead to other things that convert into these things that we really, really appreciate, these life change events that we really see, feel, live, experience, and so on. So for me, I think one of the biggest ones really was stepping on the mat. And I'm not going to go into my story at this moment. If you want to talk here, that rewind, at some point we did talk about it, you know, but I didn't want to do jiu-jitsu. I did jiu-jitsu and I'm stuck with jiu-jitsu. And now jiu-jitsu is my life, is my career, is, you know, I get to hang out with a lot of cool people and Gary and talk to people and you know, and then share some of these experiences with the students on the mat with the hope that, you know, that changes their life in some capacity. And maybe later, you know, maybe they will teach their kids or their students and whatever the case might be. And if they don't, that's fine too, you know? But that was for me, one of the biggest ones.
Yeah. And like I said, it's that you set those wheels in motion and then all those things fall into place afterwards. And sometimes I think the big life-changing ones that you're talking about are the easy ones to spot. But if you think about it a little deeper, you're going to see a bunch of little ones in between, right? That made each of those bigger events happen.
For sure. Yep. For sure. One of the other things that Carl Miller said on the episode was there's no perfect student. There's no perfect instructor. What are your thoughts on that? Because often, you know, it's being viewed that guys who achieve a certain level of success, there is a drive for perfection. There is a drive of certain level of knowledge and expertise. That's what makes them experts, whether student or instructor, doesn't matter, right? Yeah. In both of those areas. Do you feel that student could achieve a perfection, or do you feel that instructor could achieve a perfection?
No, I don't think so, because there's no perfect person.
I was about to say you're perfect, but
please. But there isn't. There is no perfect person. So how could there be a perfect instructor? How could there be a perfect student? If you become, I mean, and this is a weird way to think about it, but if you're perfect, then what else is there to learn?
Right.
Right. Yeah. Where else is there to go? And anybody, I mean, you got to have a pretty big ego to think that there's nowhere else for me to go in jujitsu or in life. The greatest guys out there are still learning. They're still developing. You know, somebody who was considered, I'm not going to drop, you know, say anybody's names, but you know, somebody who was considered the best 3 years ago is still considered the best today, but you'll hear him say how much he's progressed. Or he's, you know, it'll probably give it away, but he said, I'm beating people with stuff that I knew 5 years ago. Well, he's still progressed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if he didn't progress in those years, then he would have stopped being what he is. I don't know. It's convoluted, but I think you know what I'm saying.
No, I know what you're saying. I mean, it's all about the end result. And if we find the end result as perfection, that there is nothing else beyond that, and then what is there left?
Right.
So it's always interesting. Some of these, you know, deep topics often bleed over, and they create a very, very interesting dynamic and very interesting conversation from a point of view perspective, you know.
Yeah.
But all the, again, and all that can kind of, we can kind of interconnect to these opportunities, right? I mean, drive to perfection, a healthy drive to perfection is, you know, something that a lot of people see as opportunities to get better.
Yeah. Yeah. And you take them as they come, right? I mean, there's still people out there. Simone Biles is coming to mind right now while we were talking about this, who is going again to the Olympics, and you know, people are calling her the greatest of all time. And she's better now than she was, you know, 4 years ago. And she's going to keep getting better until, you know, physically, you know, things start going south. Why? Well, because she's been given all these opportunities, and she still has these opportunities to grow, to get better, to train, to learn, to keep herself in this peak condition. And, you know, some might say she's perfect, but I bet, you know, she's still young enough. 4 years from now, she'll be better than she was today. So she can't be perfect in retrospect.
Yeah, that's true. Right. I mean, you bring up a good point. I can't disagree with that.
For once, you can't disagree with me.
All right, beautiful. Let's wrap this up.
All right.
Let's take this opportunity to finish this episode.
Hey, here's another opportunity. Go to therollradio.com and take the survey. Wash your belt? You can only take it once. It's a one-time opportunity. You got a good chance of winning a Fuji gi.
So, yeah, guys at Fuji doing a really outstanding job helping us out. Make sure you check out. As a matter of fact, the brand new one that they just released, the ultra light one, I've been drooling over that one, so I'm checking that out. Can you, like, you know, put my name in the pool so maybe I can win?
Sure. I'm the one who picks those, so I might have to hit that random number twice if I see your name come up.
But anyway, listen, go to rollradio.com, drop your name in there. I'll take an opportunity to, you know, get yourself a gi. I mean, we've given some of them away. There's a few of them left the rest of the year, and you know, what do we get to lose? Nothing, right?
Yep, not at all.
All right. More episodes coming in very near future. And
once a week.
There are some good ones.
Yeah, absolutely. We got some good stuff coming
up.
There
are some big names.
Yeah.
Like big stories.
Yeah.
So you don't want to miss those. Stay tuned.
All right.
And off to the next one.
Off to the next one. Peace.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Raw Radio. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review and help us make the show even more amazing. For future episodes, check out our website and follow us on all major podcast platforms. Take care.